You were saying, sir, that it was an unfortunate accident that killed Richard and Nancy. We agree. It is an unfortunate world in many ways, but God takes care of that. You were saying, sir, that on one side of the accident, there was the joy of life and the promise of many happy years of Christian service. And on the other side, there was pain and dying and the end of human plans and dreams. We agree to all of that. But God, who takes care of life, also takes care of death, too. And God dwells with man in order that man may dwell with him. Just a moment, sir, please. I understand that that is a proposition of the language of faith. And will you permit me to build a word picture of God's promises about that to his people, a sort of verbal memorial to Richard and Nancy? I want you to see first a little tent. It was called a tabernacle, standing in the emptiness of the desert. It was the dwelling place of God. Above it, there hovered a luminous glow. God was really there. And how did this happen? God said to Moses, "Let the people make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst. And my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And how have the people of God responded to that? "How lovely is thy dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yea, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God." And now will you see this, sir? Here is a little manger and a little child and a bright light above. God really got himself involved in the human scene of sin and death and evil. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. And how have the saints responded to that? "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God." Will you see Jesus with his disciples in the upper room? It is farewell that he is speaking. "Do not be afraid. Because I live, you will live also. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. In my Father's house are many rooms. I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And how have the saints responded to that? "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.' Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem." And may we see yet another, sir. Here is the new Jerusalem, the great heavenly city, and a great voice is speaking, saying, "Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." And all the saints respond, "Thou dost show me the path of life. In thy presence there is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." So you see, sir, God did dwell with Richard and Nancy in order that they may dwell with him. This is our memorial to them In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.